Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Livewire's Buy Hold Sell. I'm Ali Selby, and today we'll be looking at some of the best and worst performing large cap stocks from the past financial year. Plus, I'll be asking our fund managers to dust off their crystal ball and share a few stocks for the year ahead. I'm joined by David Wilson from First Sentier and Blake Henricks from Firetrail. Thanks for joining me, gents.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ali.
Talk about a good year. First up, we have Lynas Rare Earths. Its share price lifted around 200% over the past financial year. But can this miner continue to unearth the goods? Is it a buy, hold, sell? I'll start with you, David.
For us, Ali, Lynas is a hold. China has increased production in response to the price rises over the last 18 months. Lynas has also got some CapEx in front of it, which entails both cash flow risk and burden. As it increases its processing capacity in Western Australia. So for us, it's a hold.
Over to you, Blake. It was able to be added to the ASX 100 in April this year. Is it all onwards and upwards for Lynas Rare Earths now? Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Lynas is a buy. It's done very, very well, but so too is the rare earth price. And the rare earth price has done well because rare earths are in demand. You know, you think about electric vehicles, wind turbines. The rare earths go into permanent magnets, which are used in those applications. And in fact, we see the market growing three times by 2030. So yes, China has increased production, but they're going to have to do a lot more if they're going to suppress the price. There's also a lot of latent value, we believe, in some assets, in particular Malaysia, which the market currently expects to close. So with that kind of optionality, really good demand profile, Lynas is a buy.
Next up, we have Australia's largest plumbing and bathroom supplier, Reece, which obviously had a fantastic year because everyone was renovating at home. Is there still upside ahead of it, though? I'll stay on you, Blake. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Reece is a sell. The Aussie business is fantastic. You know, it's keeping up with Bunnings in the market, and that's no mean feat. The US business is nascent. They've got a market share strategy there, but it is going to involve a fair bit of time and investment. When you look at the multiple, though, 43 times, you know, I had to double-check this wasn't a tech business. Reece is a sell.
Its share price listed around 157% over the past financial year. Over to you, David. Do you think it's a buy, hold or sell?
No, we agree with Blake, Ali. We think the stock is a sell. The multiple is high. It is a well-managed business. We think there is substantial opportunity in what's available to them in the US. They've done extremely well in Australia, but really, for the growth that you're getting, paying that sort of multiple means it's a sell for us.
We've talked about two of the better performing stocks. Let's look at some of the worst. We've got Northern Star Resources, which saw its share price fall around 29% as gold prices stagnated and mining costs rose. Staying on you, David, do you think it's a buy, hold or sell?
For us, Northern Star is a buy. Yes, FY21 was a bit of a disappointment for us. Costs certainly came in higher than we thought, but they were unduly affected, we think, by COVID. We think it actually has production growth available to it, both in Kalgoorlie at the Super Pit, but also in Pogo in Alaska as well. So giving that production growth, going from something like 1.6 million ounces to around 2 million ounces, and as things open up, we think that production growth is quite attractive. And also, it's always worth having some gold exposure in your portfolio as well. For us, it's a buy.
Over to you, Blake. It's got a new chairman. What do you think? Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Northern Star's a hold. They've got this target out there, 2 million ounces by 2027. That's a bit of time to wait. On the other hand, buying assets of large companies who aren't focused on it is one of the greatest strategies I think you can do in investing and as a management team. So we like what's going on. We do think there are some short-term headwinds, though, particularly around COVID and labour availability in WA. So for us at the moment, it's underperformed. It's looking pretty good value, but maybe some disappointment on the way. So it's a hold.
Staying on you, Blake, we'll go with TPG Telecom. Its share price fell around 26% over the past financial year, but could there be upside ahead of it? Do you think it's a buy, hold or sell?
This was a tough one. It's a hold. TPG has been this great growth business led by David Teo, but now TPG's merged with Vodafone. He has left the building, and that is a major concern for us. The reason it's a could potentially be a buy is because you've got a mobile business which is going to be improving from the tailwinds with Telstra, Vodafone and Optus raising prices. So you've got some nice tailwinds there. And at the same time, mobile towers has some value too. So for me, it's a hold.
It actually recently fell from the ASX 100 list, but could its future look a little bit rosier? I'll go over to you, David. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
No, for us, Ali, the stock is a hold. I think it was sort of unfairly delayed in terms of integration with Vodafone because of the time and the delay in the ACCC process. So that also worked against the company as well. And it is a very capital-intensive business where you've got to compete with two very large competitors being Optus and Telstra.
Okay, we've talked a lot about the past financial year, but let's get out our crystal balls and talk about the future. David, I'll stay on you. Are you feeling bullish or bearish on large caps for the next 12 months?
We sort of take a fairly sort of relaxed view. We think the economy will be accommodative. We think monetary policy will be accommodative. We think the exchange rate will be, reasonably supportive as well. So, we have a fairly sort of relaxed view in terms of how the large caps will perform over the next year.
Blake, large caps returned around 21% over the past financial year. What do you think investors should expect for the year ahead?
Yeah, I think at the moment we've probably got a preference for some of the mid-cap stocks, which are a bit more economically sensitive. Some of the large-cap stocks, particularly in the staples and some of the defensives, just look, pretty well-priced for us. Woolies on 30 times. So, for us, we think probably a preference for the mid-cap space rather than the large-cap space.
You mentioned there that you prefer mid-caps over large-caps. What are some of the characteristics of those mid-cap stocks that you think will be successful over the coming 12 months?
Yeah, I mean, the story of the last financial year was really a massive spring back in economic activity. And as we sit here today, in our view, the market's starting to say, well, the economic growth is done. Our view is there's been an enormous fire lit through monetary and fiscal policy. And it's not just going to be, a 6 to 9 month recovery. We see some pretty strong momentum out there. And as a result, some of these stocks that are exposed to those tailwinds are the place to be rather than expensive defensives.
Same question to you, David. What are some of the characteristics of stocks that you think will outperform over the coming 12 months?
We sort of tend to take a sort of a blended approach in terms of looking at the stocks, and I think you've got to drill down to each stock's stock specific. Have they got the ability to sort of to grow their earnings? Is their balance sheet in the right place? Do they have some pricing power? Because because Blake mentioned before that you've got some labour cost pressures coming through the economy, and so therefore you need to be able to push prices through. So I think it's just sort of is it a strong business? Is it a quality business? That's the sort of characteristic that we're looking for.
Okay, David, we asked you to bring along one stock that you think will outperform over the coming 12 months. What's your stock for us?
So our stock is James Hardie. We think it's a company that's attractively valued, that you've got very robust housing market in the US at the moment. Its main product, fiber cement, continues to gain market share in the US. It's taking share in the South and the Southeast, and we think they've also got a substantial opportunity also in the Northeast. And on top of that, you've now got the European acquisition that they made a couple of years back, which is now going to start to sort of earn through for them as well. So we think, it's at attractive price with plenty of earnings growth. So for us, that's the stock that we prefer for the next year.
Okay, Blake, over to you. Your time in the hot seat. What's your stock for the next 12 months and why?
I think from these prices, it's Lendlease, another property stock, but a little bit different to Hardie's. The reason we like Lendlease is because they have enormously changed the business over the last few years. They've exited engineering. And just in the last 3 or 4 years, they're now up to a pipeline of over $100 billion of development work. COVID has definitely thrown a spanner in the works, and it's made it harder to complete some of these projects, but the market is turning. To give you an example, just 2 weeks ago in the Lendlease update, they announced they sold 100% of Melbourne Quarter. Now, Melbourne Quarter is an office project in Melbourne, and they sold 100% of it to a Korean pension fund. So it's got all the hallmarks of a really great growth business with some near-term headwinds, which are out of their control. The performance of the stock has been horrific, and as a result, it's the best pick for the next year.
Well, David picked James Hardie and Blake picked Lendlease, but we'd love to know what you think. Let us know what large cap you think will outperform in the comments section below. If you enjoyed this episode of Buy, Hold, Sell, give it a like. And remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're adding content every week.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by LiveWire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.